Chapter 143, Excellence of Handshaking at the Time of Meeting. 885, Abu Khattab Qatada radiallahu anhu reported, I asked Anas, did the companions of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to shake hands? He said yes. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. To shake hands with somebody is a welcome sign and the practice of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. The social behavior of the companions also included handshaking along with saying Assalamu alaikum. 886. Anas radiallahu anhu reported, When the people of Yemen came, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, The people of Yemen have visited you. They are the first to introduce the tradition of handshaking. Abu Dawud. Commentary. This hadith shows that the custom of handshaking was prevalent in Yemen. When some Yemenites came to see the Prophet, peace be upon him, they displayed their practice of handshake. He liked and approved it as his sunnah. 887. Al-Bara radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Two Muslims will not meet and shake hands without having their sins forgiven by Allah before they depart. Abu Dawud. Commentary. Herein we are told that Allah forgives the minor sins of the two believers who shake hands. However, major sins cannot be forgiven without heartfelt repentance with its conditions. As for our duty towards our fellow humans, it is inescapable, and a failure in this regard is not forgiven. To sum up, when two Muslims meet and shake hands, two benefits accrue to them. Firstly, their mutual love increases, and secondly, their minor sins are pardoned by Allah. 888. Anas radiallahu anhu reported, A man asked, O Messenger of Allah, when a man meets a brother or a friend, should he bow to him? He said no. The man asked whether he should embrace and kiss him. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, replied no. He asked whether he should hold his hand and shake it. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, replied yes. At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. Here we are clearly told that when two Muslims meet, they're not allowed to bow. Some say the bowing must not come down to the position as assumed in ruku, but the hadith imposes a total ban on it. There is no question of more or less degree of bowing, still less of touching the knees and feet of anybody. Here, embracing has been prohibited too. But the prohibition is effective only if the kissing of hands is also involved. Otherwise, some ahadith allow embracing, particularly on return from a journey or when two persons meet after a long time. Thirdly, the hadith is absolutely clear on handshake. The question put to the Prophet, peace be upon him, was about taking a single hand, to which he had replied in the affirmative. There was no reference to taking or using both hands for handshakes. 889. Safwan bin Asal radiallahu anhu reported, A Jew asked his companion to take him to the Prophet, peace be upon him. And when they came to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, they asked him about the 9 clear signs given to Prophet Musa, peace be upon him. Safwan narrated the long hadith, which concludes, They kissed the hands and feet of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and said, We testify that you are a prophet. At-Tirmidhi. Unapproved hadith. 890. In a narration of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, at the end of the narration of the hadith, he said, We came near the Prophet, peace be upon him, and kissed his hand. Abu Dawud, weak hadith. 891. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, Zaid bin Haritha came to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, when he was in my house. Zaid knocked at the door. The Prophet, peace be upon him, rose to receive him, trailing his garment. He embraced and kissed him. At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. Since Muhammad bin Ishaq, known for his delusive tendency, happens to be a narrator in this hadith, Sheikh Al-Albani deems it deficient. Indeed, hadith memorizers and researchers believe that the ahadith about the kissing of hand are weak and deficient from the viewpoint of authenticity. The two persons should therefore confine to handshake when they meet, though there is no harm if they embrace. 892. Abu Dhar radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said to me, Do not belittle any good deed, even your meeting with your brother, Muslim, with a cheerful face. Muslim. Commentary. This hadith has already been reported. See the commentary on hadith number 695. 893. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu reported, the Prophet, peace be upon him, kissed his grandson Hassan bin Ali in the presence of Akra bin Habis. Thereupon Akra remarked, I have 10 children and I have never kissed any one of them. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, cast a glance upon him and said, he who does not show mercy to others will not be shown mercy. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith has already been placed earlier. To pamper and kiss children is an expression of compassion and kindness. One who lacks this tender quality and fails to behave kind-heartedly towards people may be deprived of divine mercy. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, has said, have compassion for others. Allah will have mercy on you. On another occasion, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, be merciful to others and Allah will have mercy on you. And forgive others, you will be forgiven.